Recently, the Real Bodies exhibition at Moore Park has come under fire for its display of human remains, a display which possibly was retrieved without consent. And whilst there's been a whole heap of back and forth with the exhibition's chief executive claiming that all remains were legally sourced, the controversy is rousing up some serious questions, like should we be allowed to display human remains and is this ethical? Australia does have a long history of collecting and exhibiting human remains, much of which have been labelled as culturally insensitive, illegally sourced, disrespectful, all that jazz. But of course, times they are a-changing, and now there are policies and regulations that collectors and museums must follow. But how effective are they? I'm on the line now with Eugenia Petiti, a PhD candidate in historical studies at Monash University. Eugenia, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hi, Jess. Thank you for having me.
So in the case of the Real Bodies exhibition, the chief executive, Tom Zeller, has stated that the remains were unclaimed corpses. Assuming this is, of course, the situation, what does this mean and what are the legalities surrounding unclaimed corpses?
Yeah, so in Australia, as is the country, is the case for many other countries, there's a really contentious and sometimes quite dark history of collecting and displaying human remains. And in particular, there's been a terrible history concerning the collection of Indigenous Australian human remains, which is still the cause of distress for many Indigenous Australians and the cause of many cultural sensitivities that need to be respected today. Consent is really the cornerstone on which the collection of human remains and biomedical specimens is now built. Each Australian state has its own Anatomy Act, its own Human Tissue Act that governs the way medical and scientific researchers, and in this case, exhibition owners can retain and collect human bodies and body parts and tissues. So consent is absolutely mandatory. Without it, it is not legal to retain human remains in Australia. And I think that that's what we're really seeing with the recent protests in Sydney surrounding Real Bodies. It contains a couple of dozen plastinated corpses. Many people are very concerned that some bodies were taken without consent. The exhibition organiser, even though he's defended himself, has said that he doesn't have documentation. There's really no proof either way to confirm or deny any wrongdoing, but I think it's just this lack of concern about whether or not consent has been obtained for this particular exhibition. It's really causing people a lot of concern.
And, of course, these are human remains. How would one go about obtaining consent? I mean, I'm assuming a consent has to be given before the person does pass.
Yeah, essentially that's the case. Usually for body donation, the major universities in Australia have body donor programs. People would express their wish to have their body donated to these programs for use by medical students and other medical or scientific researchers. So usually it's done before death. In that case, and there's a lot of paperwork that goes into it, making sure people are fully informed about what's going to happen to their body after death. So that's really where the issue comes in here. These are not Australian bodies, they're Chinese bodies. So we don't have jurisdiction over these bodies. We can decide whether they come into Australia or not, and they've passed all of the biomedical tests that they need to come in to not pose a biosecurity hazard. But there are still big questions about, consent laws in China and whether or not they're even vaguely up to the standards that we have in Australia.
And so what are some of the standards that we have in Australia regarding, I guess, policies and regulations?
Yeah, so the number one thing, as I said, is consent, usually given before death. And that's mainly for body donor programs. But in terms of museums, Australian museums now have policies directly concerning both Indigenous and non-Indigenous collected human remains. Australian museums have been really conservative compared to some other parts of the world, which I think is really mainly to do with the often really distressing history of the collection of Indigenous Australian human remains that I mentioned earlier. In the 90s, although it had never actively collected human remains, the National Museum put into policy that it would never collect or display Indigenous human remains, and then in 2009 did the same thing for all human remains. So, yeah, museums are really sort of leading the way, I guess, in terms of being sensitive to these cultural sensitivities surrounding collection and display of human remains.
And you have touched on the issues surrounding Indigenous Australians and human remains. There's been a big move for the repatriation of Indigenous Australian remains. There's even an advisory committee I was reading devoted to it.
Yeah.
How great is this issue for the Indigenous community?
Yeah, so Basically, perhaps the most well-known collection of Indigenous human remains is Murray Black Collection, which was consists of hundreds of bones plundered from graves in Victoria and New South Wales in the 20s. So this was an era when Indigenous Australians were considered a dying race and their bodies and remains were in high demand for research purposes. But in the 80s, there was really this push by Indigenous communities on the back of Native American communities doing the same thing in the US to really push for the return to country and burial of these remains. And since then, museums and other institutions that have Indigenous remains have been looking for the best way forward in consultation with Indigenous communities. There's current debates in the media and the public about the decision of Museum Victoria, who's recently decided to remove all skeletal remains from a Vikings exhibition. They've done this in consultation with Indigenous Australians, and they found that even though these bones aren't Indigenous, these Indigenous people and communities still experience a lot of distress and sadness from the display of any human remains. And they also believe that even ancestors of other people and other countries still should be laid to rest and never put on display. It's just exceptionally insensitive in their belief system.
And so moving forward, how can museums go about negotiating the fine line between their exhibition of human remains being educational but without treading into insensitive?
Yeah, there's definitely a really fine line, I think you've hit it on the head, between education and exploitation. And I think Real Bodies really speaks to this point pretty clearly. The group at the centre of the protest who are trying to shut it down, or at least get it investigated, they really see it as exploitative. They don't think that the educational potential is really there at all. This is, you know, a bit questionable. There may be some educational benefit for some people. Others just find it, you know, pretty morbid and a bit gory. But I think Museum Victoria's really leapfrogging, I guess, off what the National Museum did in the 90s and into the early 2000s in talking to Indigenous communities, talking to the public, seeing what they think. You know, it's not for everyone, but some people really don't have a problem with it at all. So I think just that dialogue between museums and the public and, you know, invested communities is really, really the way forward. And Australia just has, I said they're conservative, but I think that's probably a good thing based on this sort of terrible history in many ways of completely exploiting body parts of not only Indigenous people, but also the poor as well.
Eugenia, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Tess.
That was Eugenia Petiti, a PhD candidate in History Studies at Monash University, having a chat with us this morning about the controversial Real Bodies exhibition and the ethical concerns involved in displaying human remains.